Governor Paula Page wants to eliminate a $20 per product per year surcharge on pet food sold in Maine, which is used mostly to fund cat neutering programs. But the members of a legislative panel, including some Republican lawmakers, have rejected the idea. Instead, they voted to dedicate more money to the neutering program. Mal Leary has more.
Years ago, Maine implemented two fees on pet food manufacturers that sell products in Maine. Each product was assessed an $80 registration fee, as well as a $20 surcharge. At first, there were about 7,000 separate products, or SKUs, but that's grown to more than 10,000, and Governor LePage wants to do away with the surcharge. Lance Libby is a senior policy advisor to the governor.
This surcharge is a perfect example of the government overtaxing businesses. Approximately 10,000 pet food SKUs are sold in Maine, and each one of those products is assessed an $80 registration fee and the $20 surcharge.
The only support for the bill at the public hearing before the Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry Committee was from the pet food industry. The Pet Food Institute's state lobbyist is Chris Jackson.
Maine is one of only three states that imposes that fee. Combined, the $80 and $20 per product fee is among the highest in the nation. New Mexico, for example, imposes a $2 per product fee.
Opponents filed dozens of statements criticizing the proposal. Many pet owners say the cat neutering program should be expanded, not flat funded, at $100,000 a year. Several argue that Maine is a state that loves pets. It has the second highest per capita number of households with a cat, and the fifth highest for dog ownership. Sharon Sokovich from Spay, Maine, says that given the increasing number of feral cats, more money is needed for the program.
In the last 5 years, U.S. pet food sales has increased by 40%. In Maine, it has increased by 35%. However, the fee has remained at 20, and I think we should raise the fee.
Sokovich says an estimated $116 million of pet food was sold in Maine last year. She says the fee adds about 55 cents per pet-owning household per year to the pet food bill. She and others believe that Maine pet owners are willing to pay that small amount to help support the cat neutering program. Brunswick veterinarian Ann Del Borgo says there's a real public health benefit to reducing the number of feral cats in Maine.
They're probably the number one way that rabies communicates between wildlife and humans, so it's extremely important that we try and continue working on getting that under control.
Thursday evening, the committee unanimously voted to keep the registration fee and the surcharge intact, but put in language that would direct any excess revenue the surcharge generates go to the cat neutering program. Based on the last few years, that could be $40,000 or more. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.